This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We are tackling a really fundamental question today for, well, basically anyone doing business online right now.
Right, because the landscape has completely shifted over the last couple of years.
Exactly. So we're looking at why traditional internet search is dying and, you know, what exactly is replacing it. Our mission today for you listening is to unpack what we're calling the hidden language of market dominance in 2026.
Which is a strong claim, but the data completely backs it up.
It really does. And to do that, we're pulling some incredible insights from a piece by Jo Medico. She is the Director of Client Services at Double Dome Digital Marketing.
Her breakdown is titled Structured Data Review, Own Your AI Search Market. And honestly, it's a fascinating read.
Oh, absolutely. And to set the stage for you, I want you to imagine opening a brand new business.
Right.
Like you spend months finding the perfect location. You build this absolutely gorgeous storefront. I mean, the window displays are museum quality.
You've got the best products inside, top tier, everything.
Right. You are totally ready for the crowds. But there is one massive problem. You somehow manage to make your exact street address completely invisible to every single GPS system on the planet.
Which is a nightmare scenario for any owner.
Yeah. No Google Maps. No Apple Maps. You just aren't on the grid, so nobody can actually find it.
The navigation systems that are driving the cars, they just completely bypass your street. It really doesn't matter if you sell the best product in the world. If the routing algorithm can't parse your coordinates, well, you are running the ultimate invisible business.
It's terrifying when you put it like that.
It is. But we are looking at a massive paradigm shift in how information is categorized today. The era of humans discovering your business just by, you know, reading pages of clever marketing copy, that era is closing.
It's wild to think about.
We are fully in an era where market dominance relies entirely on machines ingesting data.
Okay, so before we get into the really heavy technical wizardry of how to actually fix this invisible storefront problem, we really need to look at the immediate pain point here.
Yeah, the day-to-day reality for businesses.
Right. The text paints this vivid picture of the modern CEO's frustration. So picture your own business dashboard right now. You're spending, say, I don't know, $15,000 a month on growth and digital marketing.
A very realistic number for a lot of mid-sized companies, by the way.
Totally. But instead of getting a clear report that says, I spent X and it resulted in Y revenue, you're getting this massive spreadsheet full of incredibly vague metrics.
Right, the classic vanity metrics.
Yeah, exactly. Things like traffic and impressions. Like, what does that even mean?
Well, traffic does not make payroll. And Jo Medico points out that businesses relying on these legacy tactics, they are currently hitting a wall that she calls the AI slump.
The AI slump.
Yes, they just continue pouring capital into these old school SEO marketing engines, but their actual conversions, the actual sales are just plummeting.
And the culprit behind this slump, according to the piece, is the death of the traditional blue link. Yep. Okay, let me stop you right there and just challenge that premise for a second.
Yeah.
Because for the last, what, two decades, the absolute holy grail for literally any marketing department was ranking as the number one blue link on a Google search page.
Oh, absolutely. Entire massive industries were built entirely on achieving that one spot.
Right. So why on earth is that number one ranking suddenly being dismissed as just a vanity metric?
Because the user journey has fundamentally changed. The intercept point is totally different now.
How so?
Well, consider how professionals actually search today in 2026 using tools like ChatGPT, Google Gemini, or Claude. When someone asks a complex query, say they need a highly specialized forensic accountant in Seattle who handles international corporate mergers.
Very specific.
Right. They are no longer looking for a list of 10 blue links to manually click through, you know, read and evaluate themselves.
They just want the answer.
Exactly. The AI model intercepts that query, and it synthesizes the answer directly in the chat interface.
Okay, sure. We all know the bots are answering questions directly now. That's everywhere. But why does that make my specific website invisible? I mean, even if the AI is synthesizing the answer, it still has to read my website to know that I am a forensic accountant in Seattle, right?
Well, that is the core misconception right there. AI crawlers do not read your website the way the old Google bot used to just index keywords.
No, really?
No, and they certainly don't read it the way a human does. They ingest structured data objects. So if your site is just a collection of really beautiful text, flowery about us copy, stunning images.
That's the beautiful storefront.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. If it's just that, the AI essentially has to use natural language processing to guess your core business attributes based on context clues.
Guess. Why does it have to guess?
Because the information isn't explicitly codified for a machine. And here is the kicker. The AI models operating in 2026 are incredibly, almost rigidly risk-averse.
Risk-averse? Wait, they are software programs. What actual risk are they avoiding?
The risk of hallucination and user trust degradation.
Making things up.
Exactly. An AI platform loses its competitive edge instantly if it recommends, say, a residential plumber in Chicago when the user specifically requested a commercial pipe fitter.
Oh, yeah. The user would just bounce to another tool immediately.
Right. Because these models are heavily penalized for making things up or providing inaccurate context, they apply this massive confidence threshold before they will actually recommend a business.
Confidence threshold. Okay.
Yeah. So if your site is just unstructured text, meaning the bot has to basically infer your location, infer your pricing, infer your exact services from your paragraphs, you fall way below that confidence threshold.
So to the algorithm, you just represent a high-risk recommendation.
You are a liability.
Wow. So it just bypasses you entirely and goes straight to the competitor who didn't make a guess.
Without hesitation. The algorithm takes the absolute path of least resistance to verified facts. It'll skip the gorgeous, super expensive legacy website every time and pull data from the site that explicitly speaks its language.
Man, that really reframes the entire problem. The AIs just flat out refuse to guess.
They do.
So then the obvious question is, how do we explicitly tell the AI exactly what we do? Because we obviously can't just, you know, stuff keywords at the bottom of the page anymore like it's 2010.
No. That will probably get you penalized today.
Yeah.
The solution is that hidden language we mentioned earlier. It's called structured data, which is widely known in the development world as schema markup.
Schema markup. Okay. Let's try to demystify this for a second. Because if I'm listening to this right now and I manage a marketing budget, but I don't actually write code, I really need a mental model for this.
Let's hear it.
So if my website is my restaurant's menu, the schema markup isn't the mouth-watering paragraph describing the grass-fed ribeye steak, right?
No, not at all.
The schema markup is the literal barcode printed on the back of the menu.
Oh, I love that.
Like, it instantly tells the cash register the exact cut of meat, the exact weight, the supplier, the price. It is completely invisible to the human diner sitting at the table, but the inventory machine absolutely needs it to function. That is the perfect mental model, honestly. The human diner gets the beautiful description, but the machine gets the barcode.
Right.
But the technical reality of how that barcode works is really critical to understand here. According to DoubleDome, schema is a very specific vocabulary of machine-readable code. To get just a little bit technical for a moment, it usually takes the form of JSON-LD.
JSON-LD.
Yes, which stands for JavaScript Object Notation for Linked Data.
Okay, so what does that actually look like in practice? Like, are we talking about a simple WordPress plugin where I just check a box? Or is this heavy web development?
Well, I mean, basic plugins do exist, sure. But true market dominance requires a custom implementation. It is essentially a script tag that lives in the header of your website's code.
Okay, running in the background.
Right. So instead of hoping the AI figures out that you are a forensic accountant from a long paragraph of text, you feed it a literal data array. You provide key-value pairs using a standardized dictionary called schema.org.
Schema.org. Who made that?
It was actually created collaboratively by Google, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Yandex.
Wow, so it's literally a universal dictionary for bots.
Exactly. They all agreed on this standard. So you define the type, you say local business, you define the exact geo-coordinates, like latitude and longitude.
Taking the guesswork completely out of it.
Completely. You provide an aggregator rating object that mathematically, algorithmically proves your 5-star reviews are authentic.
Oh, that's huge for trust.
It is. It takes all that human fluff and translates it into concrete, indisputable facts. By implementing this code, you are fundamentally changing your website's state of being on the internet. You aren't just a collection of web pages anymore. You become an entity.
An entity. Okay, I see that term thrown around a lot in tech circles lately. What does becoming an entity actually change?
It moves you from the traditional search index into the knowledge graph.
What's the difference?
Well, a search index is basically just a giant filing cabinet of text documents. A knowledge graph, though, is a complex web of relationships between verified real-world objects. Those are the entities. When you use schema to explicitly define your entity, you provide that ID card we talked about. You give the AI absolute mathematical certainty about who you are. So you transition from being a risky guess to becoming what Joe Medico calls the preferred answer.
The preferred answer. And the staggering part of Medico's report, to me at least, is that the vast majority of competitors out there have incomplete or totally missing schema.
Oh, it's rampant.
They're literally still just text documents in a filing cabinet.
Yes. It is a massive blind spot across almost every single industry right now. It is the ultimate competitive advantage because your human competitors, they look at your beautifully designed website and they have absolutely no idea why you are dominating all the AI recommendations.
Because they can't see the barcode.
Exactly. The advantage is totally invisible to humans, but it's like a giant neon sign to the AI bots.
Okay, I want to pivot to the actual business impact of this because we really need to solve that $15,000 a month frustration we talked about at the top of the show.
Right, the return on investment.
Yeah. If I invest in this technical layer and actually deploy this JSON-LD across my entire site, how does that actually translate to the bottom line?
DoubleDumb illustrates this really well by contrasting a legacy website with what they call structured authority. And the impact is really felt across three distinct pillars. There's search perception, search appearance, and data integrity.
Okay, well, we've kind of touched on search perception already, right?
Yeah.
Like, the legacy site is perceived as just unverified text, while the structured site is a verified entity in that knowledge graph.
Right, exactly. The AI perceives the legacy site as a liability, but let's look at search appearance next.
Yeah, because even with AI chat interfaces taking over, people definitely still do use traditional search engines for certain queries.
They do. So how does the barcode change what a human actually sees on their screen during a traditional search?
Well, legacy sites, they just get that standard old school blue link.
And the data shows that those traditional blue links suffer from absolutely abysmal click-through rates today. Users have just been trained to ignore them. But structured sites, they are eligible for rich results.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. When you search for a product or service, and instead of just a tiny blue link, one result completely dominates the entire screen.
Yes, exactly.
Like it has star ratings embedded right in the search page, maybe a drop-down menu of frequently asked questions, exact pricing tiers, a carousel of images. It literally pushes all the other results below the fold.
Yep. Those rich results are dynamically generated by the search engine, and they are only possible because the structured data essentially spoon-fed the engine the exact location of those assets.
So the bot didn't have to scrape the page to find your FAQ.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
The JSON-LD handed the bot the question and answer pairs on a silver platter.
Which is so much more efficient.
It is. Which brings us to that third pillar, data integrity.
Okay, how does data integrity tie into ad spend? Because Medico makes a very bold claim in the piece that lack of structured data is literally draining marketing budgets.
It's true. The mechanism behind programmatic ad bidding is heavily, heavily reliant on predictive modeling. When a legacy business runs ads, the machine learning algorithms don't have a crystal clear definition of the business entity.
Because they don't have the barcode.
Right. So the ad network essentially has to test your ads on a much wider, way more ambiguous audience just to figure out who actually responds.
Oh, wow. So you are basically paying for the algorithm's learning curve.
You are paying for the algorithm's confusion. Without structured data, your ad spend is just drained by irrelevant clicks, low-intent users, and programmatic bots just scraping the web.
Sounds incredibly frustrating.
It's burning money. But when you explicitly define your entity, your services, and your target demographic through schema, you provide an unambiguous targeting vector. The search engines know exactly who you are, which means they know exactly who needs you.
That makes so much sense.
So your ads and organic listings are shown almost exclusively to higher intent users.
Meaning the people clicking are the ones actually ready to buy.
Exactly. That transforms that vague traffic dashboard into clear attribution-ready revenue.
You stop renting unpredictable clicks and you start actually owning a defined market segment.
Perfectly said.
Okay, but I have a major point of contention here. And I feel like a lot of listeners might be thinking the same thing. If this machine-readable code is doing all of this heavy lifting, right, and the AI models are intercepting the users before they ever reach the website.
Where are you going with this?
Well, why am I paying a copywriter?
You mean, why not just build a site that is entirely JSON-LD code and just skip the human content altogether?
Exactly. Like, if the blue link is dead and the AI just spits out the answer based on my schema code right there in the chat interface, the human never even sees my website. Flowery, compelling human copy seems entirely obsolete in this 2026 landscape. Like, we should just throw out traditional SEO and content creation entirely, right?
It is a very logical leap, I'll give you that. But Jomedico explicitly warns against this exact thinking in the Double Dome FAQ section. Structured data does not replace traditional SEO or high-quality human content. It acts as a bridge.
A bridge to what, though? If the bot answers the question, the transaction is over.
But the transaction is rarely over in a single prompt. The AI uses your schema to pull you into its consideration set. The barcode gets you recommended. But how does the AI determine your actual authority to be recommended over, say, another fully structured entity?
Oh, I see.
It evaluates the depth, the originality, and the engagement metrics of your unstructured, human-readable content.
The schema is the claim, but the content is the evidence.
Exactly. Furthermore, the zero-click AI environment frequently just serves as the top of the funnel. The AI recommends the forensic accountant, but the user, the actual human, with millions of dollars on the line, they are still going to click through that citation link to evaluate that accountant for themselves.
Right. They aren't just going to hire someone blind based on a chat summary.
No. And if they arrive at your site and find bare bones code with absolutely no compelling narrative, no thought leadership, no human connection at all, the trust just evaporates instantly.
That makes total sense.
The schema gets you past the algorithmic gatekeeper, but the human content is what actually closes the sale and builds real brand loyalty.
You really can't have the barcode without the steak. The technical layer just ensures your brilliant human content is categorized correctly. It would be a tragedy to write, you know, the definitive guide to corporate mergers, only for the AI to miscategorize it as a legal fiction novel because you didn't define the entity.
Right, exactly. The schema just connects your human expertise to the machine's strict categorization rules.
So, synthesizing all of this for you listening today, whether you are a CEO trying to plug the holes in a bleeding ad budget, or you're just trying to understand why a tool like Claude consistently recommends one specific vendor over everyone else, the secret is no longer just keyword density. It is the invisible, highly structured language of data arrays.
It's a completely new playing field.
It really is. It's about taking your legacy text and translating it into a verified knowledge graph entity. You literally have to learn to speak directly to the machine if you want the machine to speak to the humans on your behalf.
The transition from a human-read web to a machine-ingested web really is complete. But, you know, taking a step back here, this raises a fairly profound question about the trajectory of the internet itself.
Oh, how so?
Well, the documentation makes it really clear that these AI models are inherently fundamentally risk-averse. They are actively being trained to rely almost exclusively on highly structured, mathematically verified entity data to make any of their recommendations.
Right. They hate guessing.
So if the algorithms that basically control the entire flow of human attention increasingly only recognize explicitly coded entities, what happens to the wild, unstructured, highly creative parts of the internet?
Wow. I hadn't thought of that.
Think about the independent creators, the niche hobbyist blogs, or just the local mom and pop shops that simply don't have the resources to deploy complex JSON-LD arrays. Will everyone eventually be forced to codify their entire existence, you know, translating all their messy humanity into machine-readable schema just to be seen by the algorithm?
That's a little dystopian.
Or will there always be a hidden, spontaneous layer of human discovery that manages to exist entirely outside of the machine's high-definition roadmap? It's something we're all going to have to figure out very soon.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.